Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Swift and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Criscola. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hockett moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath is walked intentionally. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Keltner moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-1 in the game. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Swift and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Criscola for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Auker moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Auker scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Browns. Al Smith now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Clift reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. One out. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Buster Mills pinch hits for Al Smith. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.